Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday. The day's date's passed you by. Wednesday, the 25th of March. Hope you're all doing well. I am well aware that on some people this is starting to grate now. As I keep saying, we will get through it. We will all be jumping up and down. And there'll be a festival of football to come and everything will return. Just all we need are the imbeciles to start taking this seriously. And of course, don't worry, because Donny's got us covered, hasn't he? Because it's all going to be gone by Easter. Sorry, Brian, I'm digging him again, but what an idiot. I mean, New York's scary, the figures there. My brother lived there. He literally moved back on the 29th of February. I'm very glad he did, because he was in and out of Manhattan every day. And they are heading for 10,000 deaths in 10 days on their current trajectory. But don't worry, it'll all be done by Easter. Miraculously, it's going to disappear. I think we're going to see some, as I said, big numbers in the UK over the next week or so as the death rate rises. But hopefully this curve starts to flatten as people do start to heed the advice. But even yesterday, one of the guys I'm in WhatsApp with said a party a couple of doors down. Was it Shepherd's Bush Common or Clapham Common, people out sunbathing and people just not taking it seriously enough. But hopefully we start to see an improvement. And then we'll start to get back to normal. And then obviously the key is how and when they let people out. What have we got for you today? We've got joke of the day, we've got stat of the day, we've got book of the day. Oh, we've got loads of it. We have got absolutely loads of it. Right, I need to find, let's find the book of the day first, because I've forgotten what it's called. I'm typing in book of the day, like that's going to bring it up. This is one I've been listening to. I haven't actually finished it. I've been listening to on Audible, following a recommendation from somebody. And typically, I can't flipping find it now, so bear with me a second. I'm going to look on my phone on Audible. There, look at this. See, you see how smooth it is? It's like a smooth production, see? Well, I'm not in my studio now, see, when they made me do these productions from home, it's trouble. Right, where's Audible on this phone? There, Audible. It is American Kingpin by Nick Bilton. American Kingpin by Nick Bilton. Which is the Catching the Billion Dollar Baron of the Dark Web. So American Kingpin, basically this guy built an online drug empire from his bedroom and nearly got away with it. American Kingpin by Nick Bilton. I'm listening to it on Audible when I'm walking the dog. Very, very good, very interesting. So there you go. American Kingpin by Nick Bilton. Add that to your list of books. Book of the day. Right, joke of the day. Joke of the day. It's a beauty. It's a beauty. The old Wigan will like this one. What do you call an Alsatian in a grey jumper? A plainclothes police dog. Yes, get in there. Get in there. You're rolling in the aisles again. Plainclothes police dog. Beautiful. Right, what else? Stat of the day. Let's get on to the bits you're interested in. You don't like my jokes. You're getting them every day. We're only 2 days from sing-along time. And I'll do the... I'm going to do... I had uploaded yesterday the racing databases up to the last UK race that was run. So they are both up to date, because normally that's an automatic process at the end of the month. But obviously we're not running that. So the racing databases in the members area are bang up to speed. So if you remember, you can still access them, do the research, and I'll do a couple of videos next week. I'm going to focus a bit on the wrap, because I'm not sure people are using that, and it is a fantastic tool. So I'll do some videos, which obviously anybody can watch, but those who've got the database, then it is a good time to do some research. Oh, talking of research, I nearly forgot this. I mention him nearly every day, but my old mate Suggsy, yesterday, he's doing some... You know, we're trying to make good use of the time. I've said to people, I can't wait for the football, because when you're betting it every day, I've got a routine up, bang, doing the same thing. You don't actually always get time to look at what you're doing and maybe improve it or there. So I've made a conscious effort to try and use this time to really dig into my Excel stuff and get what I want out of it, particularly with relation to the new stuff I've had built from Chris, etc., over the last 6-8 months. So it's given me a time to do that. So Suggsy and I talked to him about an angle, and to be fair to him, he took it on his own sort of head to go about and start putting together some data. And I said to him, yeah, great, carry on doing that. And then I was thinking about it. I thought, actually, I can get him to do this a better way and can do it quicker. So I thought I'd phone him yesterday for a quick 5 minutes and just say, why are you doing that, mate? This is how I would do it. I've had to think about it. I think this will be a better way to do it. Lay it out like this and it'll be clearer for us. So I said to him, right, what I want you to do, open this sheet. And I shared a sheet with him. I said, make a copy, put it on your desktop so you don't ruin my original. Right, open it, click file. He went, I haven't got file. I said, of course you have. I said, it's Excel, Suggsy. Just click file, top left. I haven't got file, top left. I said, no, you have. Everyone has. I haven't. I said, well, what have you got up there? He said, a button. And what I wanted was save as, because I wanted him to name the sheet a particular thing. So he's clicked whatever he's got top left, which was a Microsoft button. Nope, still haven't got file. So I said, right, I'm going to have to TeamViewer in. So I TeamViewer into him. First things first, the TeamViewer is about 4 years out of date, so I have to wait 10 minutes while he'd done a couple of updates of that. And then eventually I get to TeamViewer into his computer so I can just show him exactly what I want him to do. So now I've been on the phone, I don't know, 35 minutes, 25 minutes for what was going to be a 5-10 minute phone call. I mean, this is a man, we're trying to run a professional outfit. He's running Microsoft Office 2007. That's what he's running. Office 2007. Like everything with him, he's 13 years behind. I said, you got 2000? Have I? No, I've got the latest one. I said, well, it's not the fucking latest one, is it? No wonder we can't find file. I mean, it barely does anything. So then another 40 minutes installing that for him, installing the latest Office, getting that set up before I even got to the job that I wanted him to do. So I ended up spending an hour and 10 minutes on the phone to old Lord Numbnuts. Back to the Future, I'm calling him. The old Doc in Back to the Future, that's who he is. Flipping dearie me. This is where we're trying to run a proper business and firm and teach him stuff, and he's using Microsoft 2000 and doesn't even realise. Yeah, so that was my day yesterday. That used chewed up an hour and 10 minutes of time that I'll never get back. Yeah, doing some... I'm joking aside, doing some great stuff, and... he is working hard on it, so I'll give him his credit there. He is working hard on it, and it's going to pay massive dividends. Fantastic stuff, but it would help if he had up-to-date equipment, the flipping cabbage. Right, where was I going? Stat of the day, that's where I was going. I was getting on to stat of the day, because I was going to make this video also about the football this weekend, so I will do that. I mentioned house party the other day. I'm a bit later today because I've been talking to my sister in Australia on FaceTime, because they're sort of a couple of days behind us, it seems, with lockdown processes, but they're all at home now. And we've just set up a family house party so that I've got three brothers and a sister so that we can all sort of team in on Saturday, Sunday and try not to drive each other mad. So... again, I suggest that if you want contact with people, House Party, great app for video, you know, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8 people all videoing in at the same time. You could play charades over House Party or whatever. Right, stat of the day. I don't know, I move about, don't I? Jump about. Sir Roy, I've got Sir Roy written down here. Jeff Butler made me laugh yesterday, Jeff, with that. Sir Roy of Croydon. Oh, Roy Hodgson. All the things doing rounds on Twitter. If you name your four best horses and golfers and pick a date and your date of birth and you'd be gardening with Roy Hodgson or something. And, he said, don't dig out Sir Roy of Croydon. Right, stat of the day. Let's get there. Stat of the day. We're staying in the over 3.5. I'll move off this market tomorrow into probably first half goals, but over 3.5. Between 4.1 and 4.5 in Portugal, lay odds laying over 3.5 goals. Again, these can be traded. The price will drift out in play. 26 months data, 107 bets for 50 points profit. You have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 losing months, the worst of which is 3.45 points. The best winning month is 7.6 points, but it just chugs along. Never really had a major drop. I think it's had a drop of about 3 or 4 points, this one. So Portugal, yeah, 42.85 points down to 39.40. But just a nice little steady number. Portugal Primera, again, raw data, 4.1 to 4.5, laying over 3.5 goals. You would examine further, perhaps ignore teams with games with teams like Porto and Benfica, the top, or Sport in Lisbon, maybe the top teams, but Braga. But there it is, write that one down. Portugal Primera, 4.1 to 4.5. You won't need anything else by the end of this. You'll have so many of these. But I'm going to make a video on the other one that I gave you the other day, because I wanted to show something off on that and talk about it a bit more, which I will do at the weekend, as I said. Right, so that's the stat of the day. We've done the book of the day. We've done the joke of the day. Alsatian plainclothes peace dog. Yay! I do hope you're all bearing up. What else have I got? Oh, yeah, and thank you for people who sent in suggestions of things like food deliveries and that. It's superb. We're not quite there, but it's going to be a mental battle as much as a physical one as well, all this. But I appreciate the people who've written in and good sentiments and et cetera. You know, we're all going through shit times, aren't we, to be honest? Right, and then I had a request from my mate Gary, one of my best muckers, Gary, FTS member, lovely guy. He said, loving the recipes of the day, but he's got a slow cooker. Could we do a slow cooker? So I'm going to do some slow cooker ones. I've got a slow cooker, I've got a crock pot, but I don't do a lot of that because I'd like to be hands-on cooking. I like to actually be tossing pans about, chopping and stirring and doing the actual physicals of it. But I will give you, Gary, just for you, my old mate, a little slow cooker chicken tagine. You can also use lamb for this. If you're going to use lamb, I recommend neck fillet or buy a shoulder and chop the shoulder up. But slow cooker chicken or lamb tagine. So what you'll need for this, Gary, you need an onion, fair-sized onion, and 2 or 3 cloves of garlic. And then spices, and this is, you know, again, just jarred spices. Ground coriander, 1 teaspoon. Cumin, 1 teaspoon. Ginger, 1 teaspoon. Cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon. Ground cloves, 1/2 teaspoon. So get all your spices, your garlic and your onion in the slow cooker first, and just mix it all together, and then get a whole lemon, good old dose of lemon juice in it. Absolutely. Get all the lemon, even if you get some bits in there, lovely. And then get a bit of zest off the side. I don't know whether you've got a little zester, or if not, use a sharp knife. Just take a bit of the lemon zest off and get that in there. Right, then a tin of chickpeas. So just a 400 gram can of chickpeas. Put them in the sieve, rinse them off with water, get them in there. What comes next with that? I'm thinking of this off the top of my head now. I love this dish as well. Dried apricots. Yeah, you want some a bag of dried apricots. You know, throw a good amount in, at least a dozen, 16 dried apricots. Chop them in half first. Just chop them in half. Throw those in. So that you've got sort of half a semicircle. Lob them in. And you can throw some olives in if you like olives. Throw in some green olives or black olives, whichever ones you like in. Season all that. Get your meat, your chicken thighs. I'd use chicken thighs, not breast. Chicken thighs or your lamb neck fillet, whatever it is. Enough for however many people you're feeding. So, you know, if you're feeding 4, you probably want 8 chicken thighs. Get those and place those on top of everything, and just get some of the spices and that mixed round so that it coats a bit of the chicken. But then end up with the chicken on top. And season the whole lot with salt and pepper, then good old splashing of salt and pepper. And then get yourself 250, 300 mil of a good chicken stock. I use those Knorr stock pots, 250, 300 mil of them, and lob that over the top of it. and then cook that for 6 to 8 hours, depending on what sort of slow cooker you've got. Just put it on, let it go. When it comes to serving time, serve it with some regular couscous. With your couscous, load of parsley, so get fresh parsley, chopped right through it, good load of parsley, and a pomegranate seeds. So get a pomegranate, get all the seeds out, mix them into your couscous. So you've got couscous with pomegranate seeds and parsley, and then spoon on your chicken or lamb tagine. So there you go. So run you through it again. Onion, garlic, and then the spices, teaspoon of coriander, teaspoon of cumin, teaspoon of ginger, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, half a teaspoon of cloves in your slow cooker. Good squeeze of lemon, really get a load of lemon in there, and a bit of the lemon zest. Tin of chickpeas, stir all that round. Then some dried apricots, cut them in half. Olives if you want them, green or black, you know, just throw a few in. Then get your meat, mix it round, but end up with your meat on top. Put your chicken stock over the top, slow cook it 6-8 hours, serve with couscous, which is literally you just get the couscous, pour hot water on it when it's absorbed, and then when that's done, just stir through a real good amount of parsley, flat leaf parsley, and pomegranate seeds. If you want to get a pomegranate there, all you do, cut it in half, and then get a rolling pin, tap it, and the seeds start to fall out. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The pomegranate and the parsley really add to it as you mix it in with eating the tagine. So there you go, chicken or lamb. I prefer the lamb version myself, but we have it with both. There you go, recipe of the day, FTS recipe of the day, crock pot or whatever slow cooker you've got. Just for my mate Gary, that one. Right, I mentioned quizzes. I hope to have the first quiz online, which will be on the website tomorrow. If not, it will be Friday. I've got to write all the questions out and upload them, and I know how to do that now. So I will be adding quizzes to the website. The quiz for the first, the prizes will be the book I mentioned yesterday. So that will be up. Work Energy is the book, which I mentioned yesterday. That will be up hopefully tomorrow, but if not, it will be up Friday. But I'll give you a shout when I've done it. Just depends how long it takes me to do that. As I say, FTS, everything will continue. The podcast will continue. All memberships will resume, as will FDD when we're up and running. But try and use your time wisely, learning new things. I'm hoping Nick, who I mentioned the other day, the PT guy, he is sending me some videos for workouts. So he's done that. He's going to send me the videos today, and I will try and get those in a format online. And when my boy was in between uni and starting his law stuff, he did some 11 plus coaching. So we have got some stuff somewhere for that. He can't remember where it is, but at the weekend he's going to dig that out. So I may have some stuff for your kids and things to do as well, which again I will get online. Just trying to keep doing things. I think it's just really important at this time that you use your time well rather than just sit stuffing crisps in your gob watching movies. As I say, for me it's all about analysis, and I can't genuinely wait. I try and be an optimistic person. I know this is going to test all of us, but I cannot wait for football to come back, just because I know we are going to mop up. It's given me a great chance to really go over everything, and that process will continue probably for another 2 or 3 weeks at least, getting that. And obviously as I'm doing that, I dig out a little stat of the day for you guys. Right, that's it. We are one day closer to the sing-along. One more podcast, and then Friday it's going to be a Stars on 45 KTEL medley. Do stay safe. It does seem that people are starting to get the message, but if you see anybody, somebody said to me, why did I have a go at the bloke in the supermarket? Like, why? You might get whacked. You got to. This is a moment when we've got to stand up. I'm not one of them who just lets people do things. Tell them what they're going to do. Whack you? So what? They whack you, get the police involved. Just, you've got to tell them we've become a country again that we just back down and let people do things. If somebody's fucking misbehaving, tell them. Don't have to be rude about it. I mean, I can't help myself, but you don't have to be rude about it. Tell them. If there's people having parties down your road, call the police, whatever it may be. It is the only way we're going to stop all the shite behaviour. My desperate hope, but I'm probably wrong, is that when we do come out at the end of this, that people and society is a bit better. But my personal view is we're probably a little bit too far gone. Too many numpties. Right, have a lovely, lovely little Wednesday. The sun is shining, stuck indoors, and the sun is shining. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning. As always, thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. The only reason I do it is because you guys listen. And I've got loads more material to come and things to cover. But as I say, quiz will be hopefully up tomorrow, but if not Friday, and I'll be making a few videos as well for the website, and everything else will continue. Right, take care. Stay safe.